Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning. Hey, it's Friday. It's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, I listen to myself, and I'm here, of course, with Amy's here from Haven Humane, but also Jared. And today, I've had to fight my way out of my office, and I'm not going to tell you why. But, hey, Jared, did you do the show last night?
I did.
Was that a hell of a show?
It was pretty, yeah.
Last night, the show was about Angela Jones from One Safe Place was on, Dr. Dugan?
Yeah.
Dr. Dugan. Of course, it was Dr. Orner Gill's show, and Linda was here. And I listened to part of that show, and it was a powerful show about domestic violence and strangling and how, I mean, if you did not hear that show last night, please go to our archives and go into the show last night and listen to it. I think we're going to replay it, in fact, as soon as I can. I want people in the morning hours to hear the show. You've heard about everything, Jared, coming across here. But what did you think about it, seriously?
I learned a lot. I guess one of the biggest things I learned was how we all assume if you are strangled that it's completely obvious, bruises and whatnot. And Dr. Dugan was talking about how that is not the case many times.
Yeah. Wow.
And so someone can be strangled and you might never know it unless they get examined closely.
Do you have the weather there?
I do.
Okay, but why don't we hit the weather and let's get moving on with Amy because she's sitting here looking bored.
All right, it's currently 72. Today we have a chance of scattered sprinkles, although I doubt it's going to happen.
It smelled like rain this morning when I was driving in. It was weird.
Well, it's going to be most clear tonight with a high of 101 today, a low of 74. Tomorrow it's going to be a hot one, 107, a low of 76. On Sunday, high of 108, low of 73. And then on Monday, we have a high of 102 and a low of 70.
Okay. It's going to be hot. So today, when I give you the weather report, I'm going to say hot. It's going to be hotter tomorrow. Okay, and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are cool and locally owned and operated, of course. It's a veteran-owned business. They give senior and veteran discounts. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They also have a program where if you're living out on your property, you can give them a call, and you're living out there on an RV or trailer or whatever, they'll bring a 120-gallon tank of propane out there for you, install it for free, so you don't have to keep taking the 7 gallons back into town and all that. And they're going to give you a great price on the propane. This is just some of the things that Shasta Gas Propane does to our customers. If you've been a victim of that car fire. Hey, I'm here with Amy from Haven Humane. I can say that because, one, I can see her name. It says Amy.
Yep.
And the other one says Haven Humane
exactly.
On the other side. So
the other one I wear says loves dogs.
Oh, I tell you what, this dog is so cool. You know, this is not the typical dog. What kind of dog is this?
I don't know.
You know what? The dog looks like a hunting dog cross. Would you say that or not?
Reminds me of an Australian Shepherd, but twice the size. It's really
he's
odd.
He's got longer hair.
I'm just calling him a luck dragon.
Well,
he's a baby luck dragon because he looks like Falcor from The NeverEnding Story because he's white and fluffy and super cute.
He's white except he's got a brown tail and a brown rear end.
He's got a brown butt, yeah.
Brown butt.
Yeah, so he's only about 2 years old. I'm just calling him a mixed breed because, honestly, I think the shelter hasn't listed as a lab mix because that was the closest thing we could think of.
Yeah,
because he's really high 57
longer.
Over here.
Yeah, his hair is longer than a. I would say he looks like he's got some part of like a setter.
Maybe
in him.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
I could see that.
Because he also has the head more of that type of a hunting dog. I mean, you watch him move. Mm-hmm. He's kind of gliding. He doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
I didn't think of setter.
Yeah. Think of Saturn. Go, yeah. Take a
now
look
I can
at that.
See. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But the baby luck dragon was a funner story, though. You know?
Okay. Yeah. He just flew in one day.
He just flew in one day.
Okay. Now.
So he's about 2 years old. He is your total package. So he does go with kids, cats, and other dogs. When we introduced him to the office cat, he ran up to say hi, and then our cat kind of gave him the business and hissed at him a minute because George doesn't like dogs in his face. So he'll let him know he's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And he took off running the other direction. Like, he's been batted a time or two and doesn't mess with cats anymore. So he does good with cats, kids, other dogs. He's actually in our Camp Love a Pet. So our final session starts this Saturday.
Oh, wow. You know, he sits real well.
Yes.
And but he's exuberant. And so, you know, if you had kids, this would be a great dog.
Yes.
He would love to play with them.
Super, super tolerant.
Right. And, you know, roll around with them on the ground and all that. You know, this could be a great first dog. Yeah.
He doesn't really mind being manhandled. And, I mean, not that you should manhandle a dog.
Of course not.
He has no limits for handling. He's just really okay with everything.
Have you laid on the floor with him?
I have, yeah.
What's he do?
He tries to climb. He just wants to be next to you a lot.
Yeah.
I had to take his photo yesterday because we do, you know, everybody that gets professional photos when they're available for adoption.
Of course, yes.
And he was, like, one of the hardest ones of the day to take pictures of, and not because he was rambunctious or wouldn't sit. It was because I would try to get him to sit, and then I have to back up to get the photo. He wanted to sit in my lap. So, like, can't get a picture if you're sitting in my lap. That's all he wanted to do was sit on the floor with me, and I had to keep pushing him backwards, and he kept coming back for more. You know, he's one of those.
You know, he's a pack animal.
Yeah, he loves his people for sure.
He loves his people. Now, this could be a great dog for a family.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that little Chowder here hasn't been swooped up yet.
Yeah.
He's just adorable too.
And he's a happy dog.
Yeah, he's just unique. He's just kind of a unique looking.
Yeah.
Fun dog, yeah. So he isn't, like I said, in Camp Love a Pet, so we won't be able to go home until graduation, which is Saturday after next. So August 10th is when he'll be able to
go home.
But he can be adopted right now. Okay. So.
And then plus that, you can probably go out there if you wanted to and watch him at Camp Love a Pet. And because when he come out of there, they walk on a leash, they sit, they lie down.
Yep, they learn a lot of things. They learn, like, army crawl. It just depends on the dog and the kid and which one they want tricks they want to learn. But some of them learn how to dance. Some of them learn how to, like, spin, speak. It just depends on what the kids teach each one, like, different things.
Yeah.
But
and some of those kids have been working with dogs for years.
Yeah. Some of the kids in Camp Love a Pet have been there for a long time. Yeah.
That's right.
So, also, just want to remind everybody, because it is coming up, I can't believe that July is almost gone. I didn't even...
Today is the 26th of July.
I know. It's almost gone. Yeah. I don't know how that happened. But August 17th, we are doing our annual Zumba Bash. So last year, we normally do it in the summer, but last year...
When's it going to be?
August 17th.
Okay.
Because of the car fire last year, we ended up having to postpone it for a few months. So we're back on our regular summer schedule for Zumba Bash. So that is... the theme is Havana Nights. We're encouraging people to dress up, so it'll be really fun. That's August 17th. The doors open at 5:30, and you can get tickets at Haven Humane or at Anderson Family Fitness.
Okay. Well, you know what?
And if you've never been to one of our Zumba Bash, like, things, it's really fun because, like, you're supporting a cause no matter what. So if you're not super into Zumba, it's still fun to watch everybody else that is because they have some really talented people up there that do the dances and the instructors are on stage showing you.
Let's just face it, you know, Mark's there in his Purple Haze spandex.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen him dance.
He is there in spandex.
He does doggy dances, and I still haven't figured it out yet.
I know. He's a magical creature, that one.
He is.
A unicorn.
How was your week off?
It was good. Went to the beach.
Oh, you didn't fish?
No, I did fish. I fished and I crabbed.
In case you don't know, Amy is a fisherwoman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from internally,
I'm actually
every
so
part
good
of her.
That I caught a crab on my fishing line and crabs in my basket, so it was fun.
You can get if you throw out, like, if you go on you know, some of these bays where the crabs are,
mm-hmm,
they drop down chicken necks.
Yeah, well, that's
in the
what
water.
I did.
Is that what you did?
Chicken hearts, gizzards, necks, and then sardines.
And they come up and they grab them.
Yep.
And then they hang on. And then you pull them in.
Yeah.
They'll hang on to, and then when they're out of the water, there's kind of like they're still hanging on.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So
it was fun,
okay.
Guys.
Now, how much for this little doggy?
So right now our adoption fee is $135 for him plus $10 for his licensing if you are in our jurisdiction.
Okay, $135. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, a friend of mine was looking for a kitten.
Oh, we have so many kittens.
Well, I called Mark and I said, "What kind of kittens you got? And how much are they?" And for $85, you can get a kitten maybe two for that.
Yeah. Well, it's adopt one, get one half off.
Okay, it's
so,
half off.
So you get a half off if you get two. Right. If you get three, we usually get you a deal of some sort.
Of some sort.
Yeah. And, you know, spayed, neutered, microchipped, up to date on vaccines,
everything.
A month of flea prevention, and a bag of food. So, okay. Like sample food. So, I mean, you're, it's not, it's, people are giving away.
It's costing you money.
Right.
You're not making money on this.
No. People are, this time of year, giving away free kittens, but what we like to remind people is there's no such thing as a free animal. And a free kitten might sound better than paying $85, but in the long run, you're still going to have to do all these medical things to it, and it's going to cost you a lot more than $85.
It will.
So and not just that, but make sure that the population, you know, stops at that cat. The generations to come stop at that kitten. And a lot of people are not aware when they get kittens and cats how early that they can go into heat and actually reproduce, because they can be as early as 4 to 6 months for some cats. So before you know it, your little kitten's not a kitten and it's already pregnant because you didn't know that it happens that fast. So definitely spay and neuter, everyone.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it really, a lot of people are not aware how many they can have in a season and how, you know, how many the overpopulation is at this point. So definitely spay or neuter.
I think people don't realize that one cat, and you draw out that diagram.
Yeah, one cat, and that's like, and it's like 2 million cats in 7 years, and that's only based on litter sizes of two. And we have cats in the shelter with litter sizes of eight. So, I mean, if you really think about it, that's an average. It could be much more than that. So, definitely spay or neuter your pets, and especially cats. This time of year is a good time to get that done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Amy. Thank you so much. I hope that Chowder, and that's the dog's name, is Chowder, right?
Chowder, yeah. Chowder. I call him Chowdare.
Chowdare is up, great for a family and all of that.
Yes.
So, okay. Thank you. Have
of
a good
course.
Day.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. Remember, have a good day. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air is a fantastic company. It's been in the business for 3 decades. A veteran-owned business that has been voted best in the North State, and they take care of any type of heating or cooling systems. We use Alliance Heating and Air. We've been using them for, 10 years, and we've never had a problem that they weren't not able to address and address quickly. Have them come out every 6 months, check your systems, make sure they're working. They came in. We had a couple of air ducts that had dropped or were loose from a variety of reasons. They came in and they fixed that. Alliance Heated and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:17 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going to over 100. We'll be right back.
Being beat up and battered around, being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best.
And I'm running for Assembly District 1. I'm a conservative committed to our North State values of faith, freedom, and family. As a Reading resident for 50 years, I know the area, and I have the experience and leadership our district needs. I'm married, and I have worked at Jones's Fort family-owned gun shop for over 40 years. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment, and I plan on being the loudest voice in the Assembly on this issue. I was first elected to the Reading City Council in 2006 and re-elected in 2010 while also becoming mayor that same year. I have served on many boards and committees and volunteered for groups such as California Deer Association and Gun Owners of California. And in fact, with Gun Owners of California, I am A++ rated. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday. And inside the Mount Shasta Mall, also open Sunday.
Really good yogurt.
And really good cookies. It's cookies.
And yogurt.
Check us out online at cookies.
And yogurt.
Redding.com. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's alright.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:23 in the morning. It's about 73 degrees, going up to over 100 today, and maybe even a slight chance of scattered sprinkling of rain out there. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business about 10 years. It's the only place I go to buy a firearm. And it's Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Great customer service. Veterans, you get a discount. Bastiani Arms. Stephen Hunter, author, best-selling author, is going to be our guest at 7:30, but I'm here with Sue. So many things are happening in the ceremonies.
Remembering
the car fire. Yeah, thank you. So why don't you go through that for us?
Right. Now, we do have quite a few events as Reading remembers the car fire and the anniversary. There's going to be a special event tonight starting at 7. This is from 7 to 9:30 at the Sundial Bridge at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. The Turtle Bay Cafe will be open until 8, the event hosted by the City of Reading and Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Now, there will be a Jeremy Stoke dedication ceremony and siren salute today as Reading firefighters and first responders honor Jeremy Stoke. If you recall, he's the Reading firefighter. He died in the car fire this morning at 8:15, and then tonight at 7:41, they will be sounding their sirens. The morning ceremony to dedicate the future site of the memorial is at the Reading Fire Station 8 at 131 Churn Creek Road. Now, tonight's salute involves emergency vehicles in a county sounding their sirens for 5 seconds to mark the one-year anniversary since Stokes' death. The NorCal Community Recovery Team is having a groundbreaking ceremony. This event marks the first home rebuilt for an underinsured car fire survivor at 9 o'clock this morning at 15,270 Whispering Pines Drive in Shasta. And Shasta and Keswick gathering this Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning at the old schoolhouse in Shasta. It's a social event for those that were affected by the car fire. And Plugging In and Powering Up, this is a special community event. This is the Car Fire Community Recovery Event. Tomorrow, it's a free family event providing community resources, support, and activities for fire survivors from 10 to 2 in the community room at Reading City Hall on Cypress at 777 Cypress, hosted by the North Valley the Northern Valley Catholic Social Services and City of Reading. And tonight, a couple of church services happening at the All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive at 6, and tonight at 7 at Neighborhood Church at 777 Loma Vista Drive. So quite a few events.
There are. And, you know, as we all know, the anniversary of the car fire starting was on, I believe, Tuesday. So the tremendous impact it had on our community. So many things.
Absolutely. And last night at 12:45, actually early this morning, Reading police busy. They were able to capture a prowler. This was in the White Hawks Estates in the 3900 block of Teton Drive. They arrested 28-year-old Richard Steve Cisco Greendale. He was on post-release community supervision and allegedly in possession of burglary tools. So another burglar off the street. Good job, RPD.
Good job, RPD. Now, there's been a homicide on Bocelli Lane. It happened just several days ago, but it was in the home of Russell Hunt. Russell Hunt is well known in town, and I guess Russell has people renting rooms from him. And they were called there, and there was a homicide. A man was found there dead when the cops got there and had been obviously injured. Now, everybody was questioned that was, you know, from the house, and nobody is considered a person of interest.
Interesting.
It is. So, you know, or none of them are a suspect, I guess, is what the paper said. But I don't know if that means a suspect now or if they're just, or if that's just what the police are saying, that you have to find a guy dead in the house.
He didn't just get that way. It didn't just happen. I mean, there was an event leading up to it.
Unless he walked in and, you know, crashed.
Right. And Russell Hunt, if you've never heard of the name, he was a perennial runner for office, and he ran. Didn't he run for president at one time?
No, I don't know, but he ran for I know he ran for city council a couple of times. He ran for the education or the board of education around here, one of the school districts. I think he ran for board of supervisors too.
A perennial candidate.
But in several years ago, he was arrested for stalking, was found guilty in a trial, and he spent a couple years in jail.
Right.
For that, and then he came out, but I've read some of the things he's written, you know, about politics and solutions, and they're spot on. I mean, I don't care which party you come from; it's about how to solve some problems. Other things, of course, no. Anyway, reports coming in that Mueller's physical condition, if you remember what happened when Mueller was on in front of the house there, that he was very, it's almost feeble. And some of his answers were he just said, I'm not aware of that, about who wrote the, who provided the dossier, the Steele dossier. But he came across as almost befuddled at times. It seems like his condition, his physical and mental condition, was known to a lot of people before he even showed up, which is kind of interesting that if they knew that he was, you know, that this investigation had taken a whole lot out of him, maybe this was not a good time to put him on the stand. But the other thing, though, is coming out is that he didn't spend, you know, that the investigation itself was pretty much handled by his underlings, which is not unusual, but that he didn't spend a lot of time on the investigation itself. So it makes you wonder how many things were in that his underlings that had been appointed there wrote and kind of got through.
And then he just didn't, he gleaned it and said, okay, And then, but under questioning, he did seem exhausted.
Yeah, he did. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break, and we've already got, he's already on the line, Stephen Hunter. national best-selling author of the Bob excuse me, the Bob Lee Swigert books. He is a prolific writer. He's won the Pulitzer Prize, everything, and he's going to be on right after this break, 7:30. Here at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally run. These people want to help their neighbors. You can learn more by visiting them online at bankcornerstone.com, going down and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. We are very happy to have on the line Stephen Hunter. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you? You know, this is the second time you've been on with us, and I just, you know, one of my producers walking out goes, "He's my favorite author. He's my favorite author."
But well, I love to hear that. Believe me.
Well, a lot of people say that, so I hope you have a couple minutes to stay with us.
Absolutely, let's go.
Okay, before we get into the latest book, Game of Snipers, can you tell us a little bit about you? Where you come from and how you've come up like this to be such a, you know, such a popular author and being such a, your book made in the movie, you know, books made in the movies, Pulitzer Prize. Can you tell us a little bit about you?
Well, I had the gift of imagination. I was very lucky to be given it. It always got me in trouble in school because the report cards always said, "Stevie is a dreamer. Stevie has got to learn to knuckle down and concentrate on his lessons," but we always catch him looking off into space. Well, I was dreaming stories. I love stories, and my whole life is defined by stories, and at a very, very, very early age, I started writing stories. And I have to say that I went to a very good public school system in America in the 1950s, and teachers talent spotted me. They always made me feel good about my writing. They always called me out before class or after class and told me I had a gift and that I ought to use it. And that was so important because I was no good at anything else. I was a lousy athlete. I was kind of ugly. I was a scaredy cat. I cried too easily. And I built my ego and my personality around this gift I had for writing. And I just have followed it ever since I've been, you know, 8 years old. And it's led me to become what I have become, whatever that is. And, again, it's my interest in stories. When you're a movie critic, you're basically commenting on other people's stories. And when you're a writer of thrillers, you're writing your own stories, but you're always concerned with best way to tell, what's the point of view, what's the milieu, how does this guy sound, how does this guy move, why is she so happy, you know, that sort of thing. And it just was really, I mean, I ended up doing it because I could do it and because it was the only thing that I could do. I could not have been an FBI agent, although I wanted to be. I could not have been a professional football player, although I wanted to be. I could not really have done anything else except what the slender gifts that I was given. And my idea, my you know, only hope was to squeeze as much out of them as possible.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your service also. You were in the Army, and you were part of the Guards Force, part of the
I was
the group
in the
there.
Old Guard.
The Old Guard.
We did duty at Arlington National Cemetery. Some people think I was a tomb guard. That's a very elite unit within the Old Guard, and those guys, you know, they just put themselves through hell to master the intricacies and the beauty of that ceremony. And I just, for just in the interest of honesty, I want people to know I was not a tomb guard. I didn't. That would not have been for me. I was a funeral soldier, meaning I was on the casket team. I carried the bodies to the gravesite and folded the flag and presented the flag to the widow or the child.
That is such a, you know, that is, you know, people have not seen that. You were at Arlington then. People have not seen that ceremony out there. My cousin was buried there, was a Army helicopter pilot and buried at Arlington. And it is absolutely what they do for the fallen warriors with the case.
Well,
and
I'm
the,
very
the,
proud of
oh,
that,
gosh.
Because I
yes.
think we helped a lot of people, and that made me, I mean, you have to do it with dignity and precision and solemnity. You have to sanctify it, and that's what we were trained to do, and I believe we usually did it.
You did. I tell you what, I've seen several of them, and they're done with honor. They're done with ceremony, and it's a closure. It's a way of closure for many families. So thank you for that. Now, you know.
Thank you.
The fact that you also have won a Pulitzer Prize for film criticism. Or for
well,
being a,
I can't tell you how happy that made me. I was somewhat more conservative than most of the critics, so my selection didn't make a lot of them happy. But so be it. You know, you can't please everybody, and you're a fool if you try to. And for that reason alone, it was enormously meaningful to me. And I just am... experience I'm so glad I had. I am told that when I was informed of it, that I jumped 7 feet in the air. I mean, I must have taken off like an Atlas III missile, and I don't even remember what happened next. I think I went into orbit for 3 or 4 days. It was just a good time.
Well, you know, and working at the Washington Post, and I imagine a lot of, I imagine that might have been interesting.
Yes. I will say that the people at the Post were very good to me. I have no complaints about the Post. They treated me well, they paid me well, and they supported me on every issue that I got into trouble on. So that my feelings for the Washington Post are extremely positive.
Stephen, how did you get into the Bob Lee swagger?
Well, I've written 6 books that are called technically standalones.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking for another standalone, and I came up, I wanted to do a sniper / assassination novel. And there were many sort of attributes to that kind of story which attracted me. It was limited in scope, it was limited in time, it was limited in compass, it was limited in number of characters. It was just very, very easy to manage and organize. And that was enormously attractive to me at that point in my career. I had also just read the biography of the Marine sniper, Carlos Hathcock, Marine
uh-huh.
Sniper by Charles Henderson. And although I think parts of that were fictionalized, still the image came through of this dedicated warrior. And what impressed me about him was that he knew what grief was. And the reason he knew that was because his spotter did not make it out of Vietnam. And that made him a very interesting character to me. And I saw him as a kind of a Faustian intellectual of war, in that he knew things, he'd seen things, he'd done things that almost no man had ever done, but at considerable cost to himself, exile, alienation, a sense of desolation, a sense of being abandoned. And what the books turned out to be was the story of his redemption and return to society, and it returned to his place that he had rightfully earned in society. And that was very fulfilling to me. I mean, I really enjoyed doing that. And I will tell you that when I wrote the first book, I had no idea that it would become a series, that I would become the Homer of West Arkansas. But each book had lingering questions, and the only way I could answer those questions was to write another book, which unfortunately opened up more questions. And so somehow I've now written 11 books about him, 3 books about his father, and 1 book about his grandfather. And it is the last thing in the world I would have expected. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why I did it. It's as mysterious to me as it is to many other people.
Well, the first book that we're talking about is Point of Impact. That was made into a movie called Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. And
that's right.
It stayed. You know what? It followed the book. And there's some twist in it and all this. But then, like you said, you went on from there. And the latest book you have, and this is, you know, first of all, my friends, and you know, a lot of people I know, we're all shooters. Your background and your research and the things that you put in your books are just spot on. I mean,
thank you very
spot
much.
On. And I reload, and I'm with guys that reload a lot. In your latest book, which I want to get into in a couple minutes, Game of Snipers, is a tutorial almost at times on how people, when they're shooting long range and how they reload and everything that has to do with this, people probably have no idea of the science it takes to shoot from long distance.
Well, thank you very much. I had seen the mile-long shot portrayed in movies and in fiction. It's always done poorly. I mean, they seem to think all you have to do is crank up the elevation knob. And so one of the ideas here was to take this mysterious thing and as you say, a tutorial. I hope it's a little bit less dry than
Oh no, it is.
Tutorial.
It is. I didn't mean it like that. I mean, well, it's just the way you put
that.
It the way you put it together.
I wanted to dramatize it and make it part of the story, and part of the reason things happen the way they happen, and why it takes so long for them to, it's not the sort of thing that you can just decide to do on Tuesday and then you go do it on Wednesday. You decide to do it on Tuesday and then you do it on Wednesday 9 months later. It's an enormously involved and slow moving and precise set of calculations and experiments and experimenting with the load, with the shooting conditions, with the weather, with the ballistic hardware, and then they now, most long-distance shooters use handheld computers. It's very complicated, and I wanted at least to give a taste or a flavor of that. If I had, people criticize me a lot for putting so much in, but if I had in fact come anywhere near putting everything in, assuming I could understand it, the book would have been, you know, 1,400 pages long. So what I tried to do was find a medium between too much and not enough to make it believable and to elucidate its principles and its demands, but not turn into something so detailed that for people who had no idea, who thought guns still use cordite, that they wouldn't be, you know, driven away.
Yeah. Well, now, how much time? Do you have some more time with us? Or do you have to run?
Well, one of the things I always do if I can is I acquire the rifle or the pistol that's key to the book. And in this case, I did buy an Accuracy International 6.5 millimeter, 6.5 Creedmoor, and a very expensive scope. Spent a lot of money on it, and I have to say it's a fabulous rifle, worth every penny. And shooting it and working with it and finding out what it can do and what it can make you capable of doing was really, really deeply fascinating. And I just enjoyed every second of that. And I think, you know, that's so crucial because that comes out in terms of enthusiasm, which then translates itself into language. And it just people feel your enthusiasm for it. Even if you can't point to any one word and say that word is enthusiasm, it's just the subtext of the book is the writer's fascination with his own subject. And that, for some reason, people like and people respond to very positively.
You know, your hero, Bob Lee Swaggart, you have done something that a lot of authors don't do, most authors don't do. You've aged him. You literally, when your books, he's aged another couple of years, and Bob Lee is now 70 years old. And 73 years old. I was going to say, I thought he was like, you know, older than 70, but he is still Bob Lee Swaggart. And in your latest book, Game of Snipers, he gets back into the game because if you read the series of books, he's been injured through his life. He's got a metal hip. He's got all these things that you would expect a Marine and a person who's lived his life like this. He gets injured. He is not a Superman. He gets beat up. He gets, all through the books. And in this one, he is approached by a woman, and that brings him back into the game because there is a sniper that is coming in to kill somebody. And I'm not going to give it away, but this is Swagger, the FBI. You bring back in characters. This is just a great book.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will say on the decision to age him, it never occurred to me not to. It's not like I made a heroic decision now. I think they would really like a book about 35-year-old Bob Lee Swaggart. But if that is to happen, someone else is going to have to write it. I have no idea what a 35-year-old man feels like. I can't remember. It's very hazy to me. I know what a 73-year-old man feels like and what a 73-year-old body looks like, and it ain't pretty. And I have to keep my mind rooted in the physical reality of the 73-year-old body, and I think that makes and helps the books.
I think it does.
I just couldn't imagine doing it any other way.
Well, if you ever need a 70-year-old who has spent 32 years in the Marine Corps tell you what he feels like in the morning when he gets up and he tries to walk, walk across the room, I'll be glad to help you with that one.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I may need it soon as the memory is going.
Hey, how much, Stephen, we're going to continue with these. I mean, you're 73, but, I mean, my gosh, your writing is just outstanding.
Thank you so much.
I hope we see some more.
I also think that the writing is good therapy for the mind. And as long as it's a discipline of clarity and precision that you impose on yourself. And I think having that helps me keep it, if such a thing. You know, in other words, use it or lose it.
Oh, no,
and
I firmly believe that.
It helps me not lose it.
So can you kind of give a hint about where the next one's going at all?
Say that again, please.
Can you kind of give a hint about the next one, where that might be going at all? Because I know you're working on it.
There will be another Bob book. I will say that I don't want to give too much away, but let me say that Bob has raised a lot of issues, but he's never really been confronted by them directly. Issues about duty, issues about masculinity, issues about honor, issues about killing, issues about representing force to society. Just all these issues have always been there. I believe that they've helped, they've made the books more interesting. And in this one, a situation arises in which he has to confront those issues and to some degree come to terms with them as America is changing, as demographics are changing, as politics are changing, and he has to sort of deal with the issue of change and decide, you know, where is he going to be? Is he going to be, he just has to sort of come to terms with what's going on now, and that's essentially the theme of the new book. I think it should be, well, I'll tell you this, it's been great fun to write.
I bet it has, you know, because all the changes. But you know what? Yeah, the changes in our society, the changes in people's viewpoints, things that people believe in now are quite different than they were, 30 years ago, and especially from, the Vietnam era. Oh, my gosh. Things have changed so dramatically. Stephen Hunter here, his latest book is Game of Snipers. The man knows what he's talking about. When he says something, it's like you can put it in the bank. When it comes to guns and shooting, and this is not somebody that just researches it. He goes out and he shoots it. He bought one of the high. He bought a very, very, very well put together rifle and scope, and he's gone out and shot it. And he knows that. Plus, he knows his character, and he brings in bad guys, but he gives the bad guys you give your bad guy a sense, you can see his purpose and you can see where he has been, what got him there, and then this battle between Swagger and what's going on around him, and he has aged, and it's just a great book. It's called Game of Snipers. I would recommend it to anybody, and we're honored to have you on the show today, Stephen.
It's my pleasure, Carl. I'm very pleased.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And, okay, where can people get the book?
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Although its official drop date is the 30th, which is next Tuesday.
Okay.
That's when it should make it onto the shelf.
And I would recommend that once you read one of them, now you're going to have to go back and get the rest of them. And I can thoroughly recommend all of them. And the last one you did, G-Man, I think that's got to be... I think that's got to be one of your best. I don't know how you think about it, but I really, really enjoyed that
one. I'm very proud of that book. I am indeed.
I tell you what, that was an exceptional book. All of your books are so good. But that one really, really, I mean, it was hard not to just read it all in one day. I said, no,
well, thank you.
I got to save it. I got to save for some of this for tomorrow. Anyway. Okay, Stephen.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship, Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's about 76 degrees already, going up to well over 100 today. So be careful out there. Don't leave anything in the car you want to have there alive if it's if you're going to be gone for a while. The cars get very, very hot. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst is the owner of Crackmaster. He's been in the business over 30 years. There isn't anything he doesn't know about fixing windshields, whether it's an RV with a windshield, you know, as big as your tabletop, or cars, you know, some of the our older cars, like you see in the Cool Nights. The guarantees his work, whether it's a chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. And if he can't fix it, he'll tell you, and he'll send you to somebody that he trusts. There's nobody better than Jeff Wurst. Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373, a veteran-owned business. Okay, we were just there with Stephen, I'll be okay.
Hunter.
How can I do that? This is one of my favorite authors. I just wait till they come out, and when the publicists come out and they say, hey, would you like to interview somebody? Well, I just jump on that one right away, and this is the second time he's been on the show. And I enjoy it because he knows what he's talking about. In this latest book, Game of Snipers, he talks about how hard it is to make a shot from over a mile. And it is hard. You don't pick up a gun out of a box and you put a scope on it and you don't make a shot over a mile away. There's, you know, it even gets into the rotation of the earth that when you're shooting from there. And now you can drop apps down on your phone to help with your, you know, on trajectory and this. And then, you know, there's have something that shows the wind when you're shooting. I mean, it's just, it's very technical. Well, he writes about how, you know, how difficult it is, but he doesn't beat you over the head with it. And some of the things he consolidates and whatever. But the battle was great. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got Dr. Kara Tennant with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
3.1% in the first quarter, but things changed from April to June. The Commerce Department says growth slowed to 2.1%. Even though there was a big jump in consumer spending, it was offset by a growing trade gap, among other things. The government says the economy also grew more slowly last year than previously estimated, downgrading it from 3 to 2.5%. Sagar Magani at the White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now holding a news conference. This follows her meeting this morning with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and might best be described as a fence-mending session amid reports of some deep divisions within the ranks of the Democrats on Capitol Hill. A human smuggling investigation leads to the detention of more than a dozen Marines at Southern California's Camp Pendleton.
16 Marines are under arrest in an investigation into Marines accused of helping smuggle migrants into the United States. Authorities made the arrests as they gathered information with their battalion yesterday, a dramatic move aimed at sending a message. They're accused of crimes ranging from migrant smuggling to drug-related offenses.
Correspondent Matt Small. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blocking a bill approved in the Democrat-controlled House, authorizing hundreds of millions of dollars for election security.
This request is not a serious effort to make a law.
McConnell saying it comes from the same people who have spent the past 2 years hyping the Mueller probe of Russian election interference. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 9 points. The S&P better by 14. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 68 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, Prosper with Options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Protesters crowding into one of the world's busiest airports have greeted international visitors to Hong Kong with anti-government chants in a bid to raise awareness of their pro-democracy movement. The BBC's Stephen McDonald is there.
Airport staff have occupied a large part of the Hong Kong Airport Arrivals Hall. Many are carrying signs condemning triad gang attacks on pro-democracy activists. They're calling for an investigation into why the police were so slow to respond when hundreds of gang members arrived at the UN train station carrying homemade weapons. The city's political crisis is now in its eighth week, and there are fears that tomorrow's unauthorised march to the scene of last weekend's clashes could result in yet more violence.
For several weeks, Hong Kong residents have been protesting for democratic reforms, the withdrawal of an extradition bill that has now been suspended. News and analysis at townhall.com. Reading the newspaper is becoming a thing of the past.
According to the Pew Research Center, newspaper circulation in the U.S. is at its lowest point since 1940. Print and digital combined circulation was 28.6 million daily copies and 30.8 million Sunday editions. That's down 8 and 9% from a year ago. The survey shows both numbers are below previous recorded lowest levels, although weekday numbers first dropped below the threshold back in 2013. And while revenue was steady in 2018, ad revenue was off by 13%, according to the SEC. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Protesters continue to block construction of a giant telescope planned for Hawaii's highest mountain. An international consortium plans to build the $1.4 billion 30-meter telescope, but opponents have blocked a road for 11 days, preventing construction crews from breaking ground. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Here on the 26th of July, we're going to be into August next week. I can't believe it. Jared's having to answer the phones right now, but it's 77 degrees out there right now. It's going to be going up to 102. And what's it look like for the rest of the weekend, Jared?
Hot.
Okay, that was good. And it is. It's going to be hot. It is going to be hot. It's going to be hot all weekend.
We also have Susan on the line.
Okay. Hey, the weather brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta. No, it's not. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business there. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now let's go to the phones and have Susan with us. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are up slightly as investors wait on a deluge of corporate earnings and economic updates. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 17 points at 27,159. The S&P 500 is positive 13 points at 3,016, and the NASDAQ Composite is gaining 72 points at 8,311. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 20 cents, trading at 30.54, AT&T positive 11 cents at 33.92, and First Data Corp up $2.03, trading at $31.18. For local stocks of interest, Target down 61 cents at 87.36, Costco up 82 cents, trading at 280.68, UPS up $1.61 at 119.86. In the bond department, the 10-year note is unchanged at 2.07%. And over to commodities, gold is up $4.87 an ounce at 1,423, silver up a penny at 16.52 per ounce, and crude oil off 21 cents, trading at $56 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan. You still there?
Carl.
Do you remember the movie The Graduate?
Of course.
Okay. So you remember when the uncle looks at him and he says, here's a word for you, plastics. Remember that?
Plastics. I heard they're trying to have a remake.
I don't even know why you'd even try to touch that one. But here's my word. Here's my two words for you. Autonomous vehicles. Autonomous vehicles, ones that drive themselves.
Okay.
You might want to look at that because there's been a whole lot of interest in this. So I talked about it for like 30 minutes yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, autonomous vehicles.
This market has made some new highs over the last week and pausing right now, but it's just been unbelievable.
This has been
a heck
of a ride.
Things,
huh?
Oil's down, but there's just, it's driving itself right now. And we know that what goes up comes down, but we just have to be cautious.
Have to be cautious, yes. And I tell you what, if you want some great advice, if you want somebody that's going to take care of you and wants the best for you, it's Susan Eastman over at Wells Fargo Advisors. Thanks a lot, Susan.
Well, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yes, ma'am. You can get a hold of Susan at 243-7561 or stop by 2705 Park Marina Drive. It is just, the stock market's been crazy. I put all my money in oil and gas. Frankly, yeah, I invest in that. That's for oil and gas for my truck. That's all. That's the extra money I have. I fill up my car. So a little bit of humor there. Yeah, I don't see my guests just rolling and laughing. So that's okay. I tried.
Well,
okay.
I was thinking about the, $4 a gallon and filling up my car frequently.
Frequently. Yeah, you travel a lot. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant. Her regular scheduled time she was in. It was tough. She was saving lives in Maui.
Oh, it was rough.
Yeah, but you had a you were injured over there.
I guess technically injured here, and then it got worse.
It got worse over there. Yeah, it's tough to go out there and I'm snorkeling here, but I have one eye that's attracting sharks. Okay.
Right.
Influenza season.
It is.
Influenza. I don't think of influenza in July, but yeah. It is for animals.
Yeah. So, we haven't seen influenza for a few years. Most boarding facilities require influenza, the influenza vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And I was just talking, maybe a few weeks ago, that maybe we should just require the Bordetella vaccine, which is the kennel cough vaccine, and no longer require the influenza vaccine unless there's another outbreak. And of course, a week later, there was an outbreak down in the Bay Area. So down in Oakland, they had several dogs develop canine influenza. They tested positive for influenza, and they don't know where it came from yet. But the problem is that's the Bay Area. So a lot of dogs are shipped up north to other shelters to adopt out. And also, it's very close to us. A lot of people travel down there. Influenza is very contagious, just like it is in humans. And influenza is just, it's such a cool virus because, it's a genius virus. Jared appreciates it.
It does.
I know.
Jared's into that.
And this is why, it's not cool for us or the dogs, but for the virus, you can be infectious without showing any signs, without feeling sick. So you can have a dog who's perfectly happy and healthy and bouncing around and playing ball, who is infectious and shedding virus, and then a couple of days later, that's when he becomes sick. So a virus is genius in that way because it can transfer it to so many different animals or humans.
And you don't know about it because
you don't know.
Well, they're contagious, but they don't show it.
Exactly.
And
that's
that's with humans too.
Humans too. Yeah.
They can be spreading a disease or a virus aboard a plane. They're feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
A day after they get off the plane, they're sick, and then just a few days later, everybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes a virus so effective. Because if you don't feel well, or you look at your dog and you think, ooh, there's a lot of eye discharge and he's coughing, well, you think, I'm sick or my dog's sick and you're not going to take him around other animals or you're not going to go around other humans.
Right.
But if you feel great, you're out and about traveling on a plane. Sharing it. So that's the problem with this virus, and that's what makes it so amazing.
Here's a question just came in. Do cats get it? Can cats get it?
This conference I just came back from in Hawaii was talking about feline upper respiratory disease. It was one of the talks. They can, but they don't really show clinical signs. They don't really We don't exactly know. We know that they can test positive for it, but we don't think they really get sick from it. And we don't think that they can transfer it to humans. But it's always possible. It's influenza virus.
Can dogs transfer it to humans?
It would be pretty unusual. I think there have been a couple of cases, but it is so, so rare. That's not something that I would
it's
be terribly
would
have, concerned
yeah.
about.
If your dog's licking you in the face, you don't really have to worry too much about them giving you influenza.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If you were immunocompromised, maybe going through chemotherapy, I'd probably not lick your dog in the face or have your dog lick you in the face.
Or vice versa,
Just to be safe, because influenza virus can mutate. We all know that it likes to go from animals to humans.
Well, so you're saying is that now you're starting to see it. It wasn't here last year, and now it's back here.
Yeah. So I don't think it's been up here in Shasta County yet, but in Sacramento, definitely the Bay Area, and when that happens, it always comes up north. So,
wow! Yeah, it's like everything else. It takes a little bit longer to get up here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend the influenza vaccine, and the influenza vaccine is targeted towards the two different types of influenza that this outbreak is. And influenza, we all know it mutates, it changes, just like our influenza vaccine. They make different vaccines depending on what they are seeing.
Of it is based on the last year's, though,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and it's hard to get in front of it like that.
It can be tough, but this, I mean, like,
this one is
the same one as it was a few years ago.
Okay, so you've already got that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, great. So that's the good.
Okay, so if you've got, it's influenza is going around, or it hasn't gotten here yet, but it's on its way, you may want to get your dog vaccinated, especially mm-hmm. if you take them out to places like the Benton Dog Park mm-hmm. or other places where the dogs can play with each other. So if you get them, you get that vaccination, that will save you probably some, maybe some heartache here in the future.
Yeah, it reduces clinical signs. So it won't prevent your dog from getting sick, but it will help prevent it from turning into pneumonia. And sometimes these cases are fatal. So
wow.
it will
wow.
help protect them.
I have some questions, specific questions for friends that have animals.
Sure.
That when they find out you're coming on, I think, hey, this is what's happened. So. we're going to take a break. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from VCA Care Animal Hospital up on the hill here on Hilltop. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. If you're looking for anything from estate jewelry to having it designed and built for you, it's Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place. And they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids and education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Assembly District 1. Over the past 40 years, operating a small business in Shasta County has taught me how much Sacramento is out of touch with Northern California. Sacramento lawmakers have failed us in many ways. In District 1, we are seeing vast numbers of hardworking people leave California because of excess regulation affecting most small businesses, just like mine. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment. I plan on being the loudest voice in the Assembly on this issue. I served on the Reading City Council from 2006 to 2014 and mayor in 2010. I served my community with consistent leadership and integrity through a very tough recession. I'm Patrick Henry Jones. I hope I can earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Got a
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:19 in the morning here on the 26th of July. We've lost July. It's about 75 degrees right now, going up to over 100 today. Well over 100 today, and it's going to be even hotter tomorrow. So take care of yourself out there. Make sure that you're hydrating. Make sure your pets are hydrating. And we're going to talk a little bit about walking your pets and taking care of your pets here with Dr. Kara Tennant, who is our guest. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Whether it's whether you're trying to get a, whether you want to get a CCW or you want more training in the varieties of handling pistols or rifles, unarmed combat, all of this is being offered by Northern Firearms Instruction, including a new program that you just want to learn to shoot. We have a program now for that. We will provide the pistols and ammunition for you if you don't have one, or if you have your own and you just want to become comfortable with it or you want to learn more. Northern Firearms Instruction. You can give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at usgunpro.com. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant. And we were talking about influenza. It's working its way up here, so talking about vaccines, get your vaccines. All right, here's the story. I have a friend. He's got a 14-year-old dog, and his wife's been gone for like 10 days, family matter. The dog laid down for 3 days, wouldn't eat anything. And the only thing he could think of was, do not die on my watch. Do not die on my watch. You know, and he was hand feeding the dog. And he said after 3 days, the dog got up, kind of shook itself, and he's right back to where he was. What's that? Is it, and Linda says, when I was telling her about it, she goes, oh, maybe the dog missed mommy. Do you think that could have been it?
Or? They absolutely can do that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible maybe the dog was sick and had some sort of weird virus and happened to coincide with the time that his owner was out of town. But they do. They get sad. They get sad when their schedule changes. They get sad when your schedule changes. A lot of them will.
Is sad the right word? Is sad the right word?
Well,
I mean, everybody understands what sad is. But the animals, sad. I mean, it seems like they're happy.
They get depressed.
They get depressed.
So, I mean, and there's some animals, like say a family member dies or another dog dies that they had been close to. There are dogs that absolutely become depressed. Some of these dogs actually need, medications to help for a short period of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
They get over it, though. Or do they? Did they ever get over it?
I haven't seen any that didn't get over it. So usually the ones that I've seen, they just need some time.
And that's extraordinary. Because I know that if Linda's gone, and she says the same thing, if we're gone for a couple of days away from our pack, that she just sits there and she stares at the door, and she'll lay on the bed or lay down on the floor looking at the door.
Yeah.
And it's that, okay, there's somebody missing here. And it is, so I can imagine if somebody's been gone for a period of time, it sets in and the dog goes, well, okay, I'm just going to lay here till she comes home.
Yeah.
Just bring me my food.
That's what they want.
That's what they want. Are they always motivated by food?
Not always, but, there's certain breeds, absolutely, like pugs and labs. If a pug stops eating, I'm concerned. If a lab stops eating, I'm concerned.
Really?
If a hound stops eating, hounds eat to live. They don't live to eat, most of them.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So they just take in the nourishment and they go for it.
There's some dogs who are just not food motivated. I'd say most of them are.
So pugs, though, if a pug's not eating,
I'm just looking at those little two chunky pugs out there.
Oh, is it? Oh yeah, there's people across the street. We have, of course, the window on the world here, and I'm looking. What is she looking at? Because I can't see them, but I've seen those pugs before. They're going.
I'm walking puglets.
Okay, now, well, speaking of the heat that we're having, I'm starting to see things. People are starting to realize that walking your dog in the street when it's hot. Even though that you're okay and they're not exhibiting any type of unease, this it could be totally wrong.
Yeah.
That they can be hurting.
I saw something on the news a couple of mornings ago. I thought they did a really good job. They were talking about how the pavement gets hot and you want to protect their feet. If you think about when you're walking on the street, you wouldn't really walk barefoot when it's 100 degrees outside because it's going to be hot.
Yeah, burn your feet.
And hurt.
About putting your hand on the street.
Yeah, put your hand on the street. Yeah, and think about these animals who are covered in hair. You know, they're covered in fur. They have a whole layer of insulation. So if you put your winter coat on and then go outside, that's how I would imagine it would feel. It's hot enough, you know, when we're able to sweat everywhere. Mm-hmm. We can sweat and that helps cool ourselves down. But they can't. You know, their ways to get rid of heat is panting and sweating through the pads of their feet. And that's it. They don't sweat. They don't sweat in their armpits. They don't sweat on their back. They don't. And so it's really, really tough for these guys to stay cool. So you have to really pay attention and think about that when you have your pet outside when it's in the triple digits.
So if dog, you know, but dogs love to go for little walks. Mm-hmm. So, but you've got to be smarter than a dog on this one. You've got to do it early or late.
Yeah, because a lot of dogs, they love to go, and they'll just go until they are sick. And that's really dangerous. So go really, really early in the morning. Before it gets hot.
Now, you've talked about this before. If you suspect your dog is suffering from heat stress or heat stroke, mm-hmm. Come immediately mm-hmm. to the vet.
Go immediately to the vet. And in the meantime, you can cool them down by cool water, not cold or ice, but cool water on their feet and their abdomen, armpits.
Mm-hmm.
And that can help in the meantime before you can get them there.
Do you ever give them IVs?
All the time.
All the time.
That's the first thing they get. When they come into the clinic and we have a heat stroke patient, they get an IV catheter and we just open up and get fluids in pretty much as fast as we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the symptoms of like heat stroke are?
Yeah, uncontrollable panting, can't get up and walk, falling over, seizures.
Whoa.
Unresponsive.
Yeah, heat stroke will kill you.
It'll kill you.
Right. Heat stress, though, on the other hand, is a lot of panting and all this. And that's the step right before heat stroke is that they've expended a lot of the moisture out of their bodies and they can't cool off. And
their body temperature is getting pretty high. They become nauseated, just like us.
We just like them. Us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The cats, you know, because one of the people here is listening from Virginia, and she hasn't asked this yet, but do cats get heat stroke?
So they can get heat stroke.
I mean, isn't that rare?
It is. I've seen one cat with heat stroke, and actually it was last year in the car fire. And it was just because the cat was in an enclosed carrier, and it was over 100 degrees outside, so there was no air circulation. But cats are so good about managing their heat. We just don't see it. I don't know exactly how, because they don't get rid of their heat like we do either. They sweat through the pads of their feet, and then they will start panting. If you see a panting cat, that's never a good sign because cats are what are called obligate nasal breathers. They breathe through their nose, and that's it. They're not like dogs who like to pant, you know, a lot of the times. Cats don't pant. So when they are panting, then there's something wrong. Either they're really, really sick or they are terrified.
Wow.
Because sometimes I'll see a panting cat coming in to see me, but that doesn't happen very often.
Was that because they like you? Or is it so they're scared. And when they're terrified, they start panting.
Mm-hmm. Some will.
You know what?
They don't like the car ride over.
Now, cats are different than the big cats, though, like lions and tigers.
They're very similar.
Very similar. So that the lions, and you say out in the Serengeti Plains, mm-hmm. they're not going to be panting either.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Wow. They're very similar.
They're very similar. The exception, which I think this is very cool, of course, is lions are pack-oriented, so they like mm-hmm. to be in packs.
Right.
And every other cat species, so like leopards and our domestic cats, uh-huh. don't really like to be in packs. They like to be by themselves. They're more independent. And we try to force them, of course, to have, you know, multiple cats in a household. And sometimes that doesn't work. And we're always wondering why. You know, why don't my three cats get along? Well, they're not meant to be with other kitties.
They're not meant to be with other kitties.
Yeah, we force them to do it.
And
lions are the only exception.
Oh, okay.
Fun fact for the day.
I'm here with... Well, we have other fun facts, but, you know, but... We could talk about.
I know that one's pretty. That's
no, that was, you know, that's interesting because You're right, because when you look at it, when people, you know, the pride, the lion pride, and then you have wolf packs and all this, but you don't hear of a leopard, a leopard group.
Right.
Or a, wouldn't that be something, though, if they did, like you have your house cat or cats, feral cats, and they decide to, you know, pride up. So there's like 15 of them walking around.
That'd be amazing.
They'd just be taking on dogs. Here, dog, come here. And then the other 14 jump out. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from BCA, Care Animal Hospital. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. Comprehensive treatment for stroke during the stroke, patients affected by it, beginning with an immediate evaluation, screening, and specialized care by the people down there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They also provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients to provide a high-quality care throughout any type of incident at all. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. 8:30 in the morning, 78 degrees, going up to well over 100 today. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468 on your talk radio. It is 8:34 in the morning, 78 degrees out there. It's going up to well over 100 today. So be careful. And like we said, that if you're walking your dog, make sure that put your hand on the sidewalk. See how hot it is. If you can't keep your hand on the sidewalk for more than 4 or 5 seconds, then imagine what your dog's going through right then. Plus the fact they can't sweat like we sweat. We sweat over 100% of our body, I believe. They don't have that opportunity. It's just through their paws and through panting. So even if the dog wants to go out, be smarter than the dog, or try to be. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place. They operate on appointments now because they're so busy, so many people coming in there. So if you give them a call at 244-9478, and remember, this is man's last stronghold. So you go in there, you catch up on your reading from National Geographic, Car and Track, and you'll never have, when they have the TV set on, we get hockey games, we never get Dr. Phil. Don't even count on it. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. Speaking of another doctor, it's Dr. Kara Tennant from the VCA, Care Animal Hospital, right here in town. And we've been talked about influenza is working its way north here. So get your animals, get your dogs vaccinated. Talked about, you know, taking care of them when it's hot out. And now we're going to talk about the FDA.
Yeah, the FDA. So I talked about this maybe a couple of months ago because there were veterinarians who were seeing dogs in certain dog breeds who were developing this very specific type of heart disease only seen in certain breeds. So, for example, this heart disease is called dilated cardiomyopathy, and it's very common in breeds like Dobermans and Boxers. So they're seeing these in Golden Retrievers and Maltese and, you know, all these dog breeds.
What is it?
Dilated cardiomyopathy.
Okay.
So it's where the heart becomes really, really dilated, and it can't contract very well. They go into heart failure. There are some ways to treat it, but it is not a good situation. So they were wondering, you know, what is happening? Like, what do all these dogs have in common? Because we've never seen these dog breeds consistently developed, you know, dilated cardiomyopathy. And the only thing they had in common was their diet. So they were running all these studies to find out, okay, what is it about these diets that are
When you
similar?
Say diet, you mean the dog food?
Yes.
Of course, it's dog food. But is it, you mean like from a specific types of dog food, though?
Uh-huh.
So that's the only thing they had in common is did they eat all one kind of dog food or was it the ingredients in the dog food?
So it's the ingredients not in the dog food.
Oh,
so what they were finding is that all of these dogs had a grain-free diet in common. And so then they looked at all these grain-free diets to find out what was missing. And they found that taurine is missing. Now, taurine is an amino acid, and that's it's something that's essential to life. It's actually the reason why cats can't eat a vegetarian diet, why they will die. They will go into heart failure because they don't have taurine there. And why also they can't eat dog food because there's not enough taurine in there. So these grain-free diets don't have enough. So these dogs were going into heart failure. And the reason in how they found out that, too, is all they did is supplement taurine, and then the heart disease went away. Now, if you are a Doberman or a Boxer and you have dilated cardiomyopathy, your heart disease does not go away. That is something that progresses until they die of heart failure. So these animals who develop dilated cardiomyopathy went away. And it improved with supplementation and changing their diet. So the
wow.
FDA released this probably 2 or 3 weeks ago with the names of these food brands that were the worst, that were the most.
Oh, uh-huh. I bet it hit the fan.
Oh, my goodness. Because, of course, let me just say, I would maybe 85 to 90% of people who come to me and I ask them what they're feeding their dog, they will tell me it's a grain-free diet. And I don't know. I mean, I think it's because as humans, you know, we have decided that eating a grain-free diet or gluten-free or, you know, anything like that is healthier than eating corn or wheat or whatever. And so we extrapolate that and you know, we put that on our animals. But as far as, so I've been practicing for 13 and a half year, almost 14 years now. And I have seen one dog in the entire time who actually has a corn sensitivity, who could not eat that. I mean, most of the food sensitivities are to the meat products, so like the chicken, the beef.
So you're saying is that they do need a filler or not a grain filler in there.
Apparently they do.
Because they would get it in their natural diet out there somehow. Like, what if they eat grass?
I mean, probably.
I mean,
because if you think of a wild dog, they're foraging, right? They're not just eating chicken. You know, they're eating whatever they can get.
Anything they can get.
Whatever they can get.
Mm-hmm. So,
and they're eating everything. You know, they're not just eating the chicken breast. You know, they're
eating
the liver and the bones and the heart and, you know, all these, you know, the byproducts that people think are awful is actually like ground bone meal and liver and all sorts of things that are really good for your dogs. But we have this like negative connotation associated with the word byproducts. So it's really
meat byproducts.
Right.
Guess what's in your bologna?
Oh gosh. And hot dogs.
And somebody say, if you say, oh yeah, they put cow cheeks in there. Oh, cow cheeks. Oh, it must be hard. No, cow cheeks really is a good cut of meat. But they can, you know, it's hard to sell cow cheeks. Mm-hmm. But what you can do is they go into processed meats for like bologna and salami and things mm-hmm. like that. And but animals eat the whole thing. So like you said, if they can, they'll crack the skull and suck the brains out.
Right.
So, yeah. So they're getting a much better balanced diet for them. Mm-hmm. But we've taken that out because we're trying to protect them because we don't want to have grain. What is it? What is it when you don't have grain? What do they call it? You know, you can buy bread and all these things that don't have – that doesn't have –
gluten-free.
Gluten, yeah. They're gluten-free. Mm-hmm. So we should not feed a dog maybe gluten-free.
No, it's we're finding that it causes heart disease. So
it must have been a number of the big dog food companies.
Oh, yeah, all sorts of. They're really – so what they are, they're these like they seemingly wonderful boutique food companies. But they just – I don't know if they just didn't look at the nutritional makeup or they didn't consult with a veterinary nutritionist. I don't know, but you can just, I mean, you can just Google, you know, grain-free diet, heart disease or FDA grain-free diet. And the whole article is up there and it lists all of these food companies. So it's a bit of a bummer, but it's also a good thing because we don't want our pets to have heart disease.
You know what? I just put FDA up there, and the second one is FDA dog food heart disease.
Yeah.
Just came up.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. So the easiest thing to do is just change your dog's diet. Change it to one that's not a grain-free diet. And use a company that does research, you know, that has scientists that will, you know, perform studies to make sure that these – foods are nutritionally adequate.
Okay, and if you're feeding your dog, you ready? Akana, Signature, Taste of the Wild, For Health, Earthborn, Holistic. See, who wouldn't buy dog food that says Earthborn, Holistic for your dog? Blue Buffalo, Nature's Domain, From, Merrick, California Natural, Natural Balance, Origin, Nature's Variety, Nutrisource, Nutro, and Rachel Way, Ray Nutris, the FDA has not suggested owners change their pet diets. We're just telling pet owners to work directly with the veterinarians because we're still investigating. So
they want to contact their veterinarian.
They should bring their animal in and say, this is the food I'm feeding the dog. Is this?
And people can just call me too. I mean, any one of my clients can just call, and that's what I've been doing. They don't have to physically bring their dog in. So the easiest thing to do is change the diet. Just change it. Or supplement taurine. And you can get taurine at any, you know, vitamin shop, even.
How do you spell it?
T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
Okay.
Even, you know, Target in the vitamin section or even Walgreens. Super easy, pretty cheap. Or you can test your dog's taurine levels to find out if your dog doesn't have enough taurine. I have not had anyone take me up on this because the test is $350. So it's much easier just to supplement it or change the diet, right? To me, it's a no-brainer.
Well, what it says here from, and everything you're saying, and this is a veterinary cardiologist, says we've learned in history that it's on a grain-free diet, we advise switching to a non-grain-free diet. There's no scientifically proven benefit to grain-free food, so why take a chance, right? Which is what you're saying.
Yeah, why take that chance? Heart disease, especially dilated cardiomyopathy, that will kill your dog, and that will kill your dog fast, and your dog doesn't even have to have any clinical signs. Now, if I listen to your dog and your dog does not have a heart murmur, your dog does not have dilated cardiomyopathy, at least at that point. But if your dog has a heart murmur, it could be risky, and your dog probably needs an ultrasound. Now, they can have, very, very early heart disease, so a cardiac ultrasound is always a great idea. But honestly, so easy. Just change the diet.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. And if you're on a grain-free diet, you may want to give her a call on it and tell them what kind of food you're on and all this, and maybe do a supplement of taurine in their food, which helps bring that back up. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite, your local premier satellite dealer for DISH. Give them a call at 241-3474-241-DISH. They've got special offers out there for military, first responders, veterans. It's called the Stars and Stripes Package. Free upgrades, free movies. They have all types of great deals there for our military veterans and first responders. But you have to give them a call at 241-3474-241-DISH. Doug Tooley, who owns B&T Satellite, is a veteran himself and loves doing things for our first responders, those people who have been out on the front lines. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant, 8:46 in the morning, 83 degrees already.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly District 1. I'm a conservative committed to our North State values of faith, freedom, and family. As a Reading resident for 50 years, I know the area, and I have the experience and leadership our district needs. I'm married, and I have worked at Jones's Fort family-owned gun shop for over 40 years. In California today, our gun rights are under attack like never before. I grew up in a gun shop starting at a very young age. The right of the people to keep and bear arms means a lot to me. In fact, much of my life is dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment, and I plan on being the loudest voice in the Assembly on this issue. I was first elected to the Reading City Council in 2006 and re-elected in 2010 while also becoming mayor that same year. I have served on many boards and committees and volunteered for groups such as California Deer Association and Gun Owners of California. And in fact, with Gun Owners of California, I am A++ rated. I am Patrick Henry Jones, and I would be honored to earn your vote this August 27th.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, Assembly District 1, 2019.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let Design Time and Tile be your design partner. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, they have the largest showroom selection in the North State. Plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time and Tile for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Cookies and yogurt with three locations. Cookies, not just any old cookies.
Not just any old yogurt.
Gourmet cookies.
And gourmet yogurt. Smooth, creamy, high-quality yogurt. You can top with candy, syrup, fresh fruit, and cookies.
Really good cookies.
Really good yogurt.
On Hartnell Avenue and Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza. Open Monday through Saturday and inside the Mount Shasta Mall. Also,
Medical Group. You have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is, 83 degrees today, right now. 83 going up to 100 and, what did we say, 103 or 104 today?
No, it's only 101 today, but it's supposed to be 107 tomorrow.
107 tomorrow. Of course it is. It's a Saturday. It's got to be that hot. And then Sunday I'm teaching.
108.
Yeah, Sunday I'm teaching out on the range. So of course, 108. I'll be out there on the range with a number of people wanting to get their recertifications for their CCW. 108 degrees. Well, I can trust me. They will be out of there early if we can. We'll get them out of there, like get them shooting, get them certified, hand them the stuff, and then throw them out of there, hopefully by noon. Yeah. I'm here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital, and we've been talking about, they have found, the FDA has found that heart disease can be caused by a diet. And that you need, if you just Google FDA, and mine came up was dog heart disease food or change the diet, something like that. And also about the heat. We talked about the heat outside when you want to take your dog outside. What do we have in our last segment here?
You know, I was going to talk about this new study that was published from Washington State about animals and stress. And this is something that we've pretty much known for a pretty long time, that animals reduce stress in humans. But this study was performed at the vet school, mm-hmm. where they took 250 students and measured their cortisol levels when they first woke up in the morning, and then they separated them into groups. So they separated into groups who would play with animals, so play with dogs and cats, group that was told that they had to wait, but then they would be able to play with the animals, a group that could watch the animals on TV. I can't remember the fourth one.
Fourth one is you can't touch them at all.
Maybe you can't touch them at all.
Yeah. No, you can have nothing to do with animals.
Maybe it was you. You can have nothing to do with animals. And what they found is the people who were able to play with the animals for 10 minutes mm-hmm. significantly reduced their cortisol levels.
Wow.
And this is a completely objective study that really nothing's been published of its kind. But I wanted to chat about it because animals have such a positive impact on our lives, and this is, medical proof. So anyone who's going through a stressful period of time, so, stress with your family, or you're going through, cancer treatment, or you're in school and you're studying, and, school's so stressful.
Well, Haven Humane goes over to Simpson and Shasta, mm-hmm. and they bring pets over there, bring dogs over there and cats.
Yeah.
And when kids are coming out, or the students are coming out of their in-between exams and classes, mm-hmm. They make a beeline over there, and they pet the dogs and hold the cats or hold the dogs, and it lowers their, I think, their anxiety,
yeah.
which is what you're saying.
It does, yeah. They go over during, during exams, during midterms and finals. And even if you say, I've been at the airport a lot recently, so every time I go to the airport, there's somebody with a dog, and you just look at people as the dog walks by, and you can just see their face change. People love, I'd say probably the majority of people love animals, and it really helps. And some place like an airport can be really stressful for a lot mm-hmm. of people. And so if you have a dog or you see someone who has a dog, that really can help lower your stress level too. And I think if you work in a place where you're able to bring a pet, especially a dog, then that really can help too. I'm lucky because, of course, where I work, you know, we can bring our pets to work.
Probably have dogs there. Yep.
Yeah, maybe some. I know not everybody is able to do that, of course, but they are just so wonderful, and everyone should have some.
Well, you know what? There's nothing better than coming home from work or wherever you've been, and you open up the door and hearing this little thumping sound as she's just running down there as fast as she can go, makes the turn and slides around on the floor, and then we roll around on the floor. This, you know, tough old Marine and the elk killer.
Yeah.
And it just makes your day better. And she owns me. She's trained me to do things that, you know, get up, thinking that she wants to go out, but no, she really wants a treat. And if I ignore her, she'll bark at me, because then I think, well, she really has to go out, but she doesn't. So,
they're so good at that.
Well, they are. Yeah. But the thing about it is, I think what the scientific study shows is what people knew,
mm-hmm.
and that's a lot of times is what it does. Is that we all know this, that you feel better around animals, around pets, but let's find out why. And let's find out if it really is true that people do. Now, do some people just don't like animals?
There are some people who don't like animals, and that's fine. Or people who don't like certain types of animals. Like maybe someone just really loves reptiles, or someone really, really hates cats, or someone really, really hates dogs because they were bitten by a dog when they were a child. And that's, you know, that's fine.
That's just life.
That's just life. I mean, you can't force someone.
Yeah.
But I know that, you know, my job, and most people have a pretty stressful job, or they're really stressed during the day. And I know that, at least for me, if I have a really, really tough day, or I'm just seeing some really, really sick animals that I can't help, but of course is the worst thing ever. Going to an exam room that has a puppy or a kitten, or going into our cat ward, which has a bunch of kitties that are boarding. Mm-hmm. I mean, that really just kind of calms me down and helps kind of recenter me, you know, so I'm not as stressed or as upset. And of course I have the advantage to do that.
So what you're saying then, Kara, is, a young man's dating you and maybe he's done something wrong and he comes to your door and knocks on the door and you're kind of like, when you open the door, he hands you a kitty.
Mm.
Does that work?
That'll work every time.
Okay, guys, you know, I don't know anything about Kara's personal life, but I kind of got picked up on that one, that, you know, if you're having a problem, just bring home a kitty. You know, in my house, we'd be overrun at this point with dogs because I'm constantly screwing up in there. I come home, here's another puppy, honey.
Oh, man, I know. You have to cut it off at some point. You know, because
there's a law.
I mean, there might be a law, but you want to be able to take care of them.
Yeah, that's
so
right. That's right.
I have enough animals.
I know Simon the Pie Man has a lot of kitties, and I understand that. Here's a Sunny. She says, we feed our Havanese from dog food. It comes from a USA company that's about 100 years old. Mm-hmm. It has taurine, which comes from several types of grains.
But From's on the list, isn't it?
From is on the list.
Yep. So that means weird? there's not enough.
Uh-huh.
Or the nutritional makeup is not appropriate. So I think these companies will fix it.
But she also adds cooked carrots, broccoli, green beans, or peas to the diet.
Add some taurine too.
Okay. All right. So what are you doing this weekend?
You know, I'm going to go visit my parents this weekend.
Okay.
You know, get down there where it's cooler.
Yeah, Sacramento. Yeah, there'll only be 100 down there.
You know, the air conditioner in my car is not working right now.
Well, sure it is. Just roll those windows down.
Oh, my goodness. I know. It's...
Why
yeah, that,
it work?
That feels great.
Let me tell you.
All that hot air.
Advanced Automotive. They are great. And they're there to help. So.
Awesome.
I'll just say it because... I've come to know the owners of it, and I would take my vehicle down there anytime I've got anything wrong with it. Vance Automotive. Dr. Kara Tennant, thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. It's going to be hot out there this weekend, so take care. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure your animals are hydrated. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health.